This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, though, basketball is right around the corner, and we got some good news a couple days ago where Udonis Haslem has signed on for his 17th season with the Miami Heat. Let's bring on the team captain here. UD, you're on with Zaslow and Amber. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
Hey, good to have you here with us. So let's get to it, all right? You signed a couple days ago, 17th year. Was the decision, was it difficult? Did you have to sit down with your family? Did you go over the pros and cons? Like, what did it boil down to?
Yeah, it's definitely a family-oriented decision. You know, when you come down, you know, to it, you know, they've sacrificed, you know, so much over the years, you know, for me to be in a position I'm in. And obviously, as my kids get older and my interests start to shift, you know, a little more, you know, towards, you know, what they got going on. So, you know, for me, I just had to sit down with the family. Obviously, my heart is still in the game of basketball. You know, I still have the ability to influence these guys and drive these guys, and, you know, still play if need be. So, you know, it had to be a conversation where I had to, you know, speak to my wife and things like that and the kids and just have those conversations before I make the decision.
Because it's not like you're a guy who isn't going to have anything to do once you retire. I mean, you've done a great job with other businesses and stuff. Like, you are going to have a life after basketball.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And those are things that I'm passionate about. You know, so for me, you know, all the businesses and everything that I've been involved in have been things that I've been passionate about. I had the opportunity to provide jobs in my community. So, you know, those are things that I'm super, super passionate about. But, you know, the game of basketball still drives me. You know, I still have that fire. I still have that passion to compete every day. And even though it's from a different position, I still have the opportunity and I still have the capability of influencing my teammates and pushing these guys towards their goals.
You just never feel like relaxing, huh? Like kicking up your feet. I feel like as a professional athlete, like year after year, just the grind of staying just in shape for that would be so intense.
You know what? And honestly, I can't relax. And that's one thing that I have told myself at some point, I've got to slow down a little bit. But, you know, for me, you know, I love to stay busy. You know, if I'm not in the gym, you know, I'm working out. If I'm not working out, it's a business meeting. If it's not a business meeting, it's my kids' game. So, you know, I like to keep active. I like to keep moving and stay busy.
Are you looking forward to one day, UD, where when you're not playing basketball anymore and it's just like it's late at night on a Saturday night, it's like 12:30 at night, 1 a.m., you're like, yeah, you know what, I want to order that pizza. Like, are you looking forward to that day where you can just do what you want like that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day. And, you know, that's why I'm laying down the foundation and the groundwork now. So when that day comes, you know, I can live how I want to live and do what I want to do. But as of now, I'm a pass on that piece, and I'm looking forward to this Dolphins game tonight.
Okay, you know, great. I'm glad you led me into that. Okay, so tonight's Dolphins game. Like, are you excited about the new coach? Give me some thoughts here, Josh Rosen. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm excited about the coach. I'm always excited about the team. I'm always excited about the different moves, the draft. You know, the D lineman that we got from Clemson. You know, just everything that we've done. Obviously. The coach that we brought in comes from a winning tradition, a winning culture. So, you know, that always helps. So, you know, obviously the trade, like you said, for Josh. So, you know, I'm looking forward to all these different things, man. I'm excited about it. And, you know, I can't wait. I mean, obviously people know I play basketball, but, you know, growing up in South Florida, I'm a diehard Dolphin fan.
Now we got to get down to this too, okay? Now both of us here in this room, Amber over here, she grew up a huge Gator fan, okay? Her family, big time, like, you know, boosters, that kind of deal.
I went to Florida.
Yeah. Oh, I went to Florida.
I already know where we're going.
Yeah, you know where we're going,
so
you be careful.
We got to do it. All three of us here on the phone right now, we all graduated from the University of Florida. But I'm more like you. It's one of the many things you and I have in common, UD.
Oh, many things.
Where you know, we both graduated UF, but we root hard for the Canes, okay? So let's do it, UD, because I think you're in the same spot as me. You went to UF. You're very proud. But you can't just throw away your UM fandom, okay? So what's going to happen? Go ahead.
This game is always one of the more tougher games for me, obviously. When I was growing up as a kid, there was no choice. It was Hurricanes or homeless. Like, you couldn't root for another team in my household growing up. So, like, that was hard to kind of throw away once I signed to go to the University of Florida.
Right.
So that's a difficult game for me every time they play, and I'm so fortunate that they separate the games between so many years, so I don't have to be stressed out and have anxiety the way I do when they play. But my heart, man, and as much as I love the Gators, man, my heart won't let me root against the Hurricanes ever.
I know, and I've told Amber, I'm like, look, just selfishly, like for our work, like I'm home team, like we're in Miami, we need the Hurricanes.
Yeah,
to
it's just my heart, and I'm a heart driven guy. Everything I do, my heart drives it. And my heart just won't let me go against the Hurricanes.
Are you considering going to the game?
Nah, I'm a pass on that game. That's the game I like to watch. I like to watch that game in my club room in the privacy of my home with a couple of close friends and family.
Okay,
because everything I say is not.
Now, Gators basketball, you root for Gators basketball, right, above anybody else?
Oh, all day, 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. Go
good.
Gators basketball. I'm always rooting Gators basketball no matter who they play.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm always rooting Gator football no matter who they play. But when they play against the Hurricanes, my heart just will not allow me to root against the Canes.
Now, what do you care more about, okay? What's more important to UD, Dolphins football or Canes football? There's no wrong answer.
You're not taking it easy on me. You're not
yeah, we're
taking
asking
it easy
you the hard
today,
questions today.
There's no wrong answer here.
You're not taking it easy on me today, are you? Man, Hurricanes.
Okay.
I got to say Hurricanes. And that's only because nothing against the Dolphins, as much as I love the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I grew up in the era where the Hurricanes were dominating and winning national championships. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dolphins
like
still building.
Yeah, like if you
yeah,
said
Dolphins
to me.
Still trying to get there. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah. You know, if you said to me, what do you care more about, the Heat or the Dolphins? Like, I care so much more about the Heat, but that doesn't mean I don't care about the Dolphins. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah,
you
no. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely love the Dolphins. They're obviously, they're my favorite NFL team, but, you know, you in the 80s, when I was growing up in the 80s, I mean, come on, man.
I know. We got Udonis Haslam here with us, 17th year with the Miami Heat, the captain with us here. How much do you know Jimmy Butler? Do you know him very well?
Yeah, I had a chance to meet Jimmy through Dwayne. We had a chance to eat dinner together. We've established somewhat of a relationship. I'm sure it's going to get stronger now. But I know Jimmy pretty well.
I got to tell you, I think that he is, besides that he's a star player, I think he is so Miami Heat, UD. Like, just the militaristic approach of taking the game seriously, playing the game the right way, working hard. I think he is so Miami Heat. What do you make of that?
Most definitely. I think 100%. I agree with you. He's a Heat guy. He's a Miami Heat guy. It's in his blood. It's in his blood. It's in his culture. It's nothing that we have to implement in him. It's nothing we have to teach him. You just have some guys like that. He's just wired like that. He's the ultimate competitor. He takes the challenges on defensive end. He plays both ends of the floor, actually, offense and defense. So he's a Miami Heat guy.
Because it seems for him, you know, the last couple years, any problems that he had, especially in Minnesota, his issue apparently was guys not taking the game as serious as he takes the game. And, I mean, you guys, I mean, come on, you guys take it serious.
Yeah. I don't know everything about the issue there, but I know from what I heard publicly, his issue was from a competitive standpoint.
Yeah.
And at this stage, I'm never going to question anybody for being competitive because there's so many people that not competitive the way they should be at this level for the money we make and for how hard we work to get to this level. There's people that are not competitive. So I would never question somebody that's competitive or trying to drive guys to be as competitive.
Now, obviously, you've been doing it your whole life and you've been doing it for 17 years now professionally. So you love the game. But what is the one component of that lifestyle that you don't enjoy or the one thing that does make you contemplate retirement above anything else?
And just being away from my wife and kids and my family, you know, as my kids get older, you know, my oldest son is in college at University of Toledo playing football. My 12-year-old is travel baseball, which it's like being in the MLB. I mean, it's crazy trying to keep up with these guys. And then my 8-year-old, he plays basketball and baseball, and he's constantly playing something. So if that's the one thing, it would be that, just to be more a part of that because you miss some of those things and, you know, you don't get that time back.
That is awesome, man. You got the Haslam kids playing all sports. You're covering all grounds, man. Basketball, football, baseball. That's good stuff, man. Congrats. Good for you.
I got to give my wife some credit now. She was an All-American track star at Florida. So
wow,
you guys got to understand how hard it is for me when that game comes on. Even my wife went to Florida. My wife's a Gator as well. So you guys got to understand when that game comes on, I'm really torn.
Now, does your wife pull the move? You move? Did she? I don't know if she grew up here. Does she pull the same move, the rooting for the Canes, even though she's a Gator?
No, she grew up in Virginia, so she has no skin in the game, so she goes for the Gators. But we kind of separate ourselves on that day.
Oh man, that is all right. Yeah, I don't want to be in. That's hard times, man.
Yeah,
that
the house is torn. The house is torn on that day.
Man, all right. Well, listen,
she sounds like a very smart lady.
Well, listen, we're thrilled. Everyone's thrilled that you're back, man. Okay, you should be playing for the Heat as long as you want. All right, and we're happy to have you here. You're one of the all-time greats down here. Thanks so much for making some time for us today, UD.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it, man. We got a good group, and I'm excited about these guys, Tyler, and even having a healthy Deion, and you know, just having all these guys back, Justice. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, man. If people are wondering, I haven't even come close to losing the fire and the competitiveness to drive these guys and be a part of this thing. So it's going to be fun.
And you mentioned Tyler. You know, he just got that Nike shoe deal. How great of a shoe
name
a pair
of is
the Heroes? Like, that's a perfect
shoe
name,
right?
He's
swagged out, man. I give him that. He's swagged out. Young fella got swag, so I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that early that he's doing stuff like that. He's swagged out. I like his swag, man. I'm looking forward to meeting him. It's going to be fun.
Good job, UD. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. That's Udonis Haslem. That's a good job out of him. We're all glad he's back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.